Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And I am happy as always to be here and to have you here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I'm hoping that today we can talk about some things that will help shape, change, form, and direct your life. And that thing is a very important thing. And it's called intention. Intention. So you think about what the word intention means. And when you have intention, you also have some direction. And so today, I want to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and the topic is intention. I set my intention to stay spiritually grounded. Sometimes I feel like a leaf in the wind, tossed about, unable to remain still or direct my course. While it's true that I may not have control over what happens around me, I can claim dominion over what happens within me. Today, I intend to respond to my life from a place of deep equilibrium and poise. I use my spiritual tools of prayer, visualization, and affirmations to keep my mind focused on what is mine to do. I breathe deeply and concentrate, giving mindful attention to my endeavors, crowding out all and any distractions. Through my intention, I am like the roots of a tree, drawing my strength and sustenance from God within. I feel newly strengthened and in the flow. And so it is. That said a lot, right? That talked about how your intention starts from the inside out. See, we're doing it all wrong. We're doing it all wrong because we are so focused on the outside. We're focused on the physical world. We're focused on what we can see and smell and touch. That's what we're focused on. And we're taught and trained to focus on that, right? Everything we hear talks about the physical world, everything we see, our whole experience. And we're never taught and trained to go within. Go within. Because that's how you can set your true intention and get the things that you want in life. Because what you're doing right now, right here, today, is creating your life, right? Whether it's a miserable life or a happy life, guess what? You had a hand in creating it. So you have to go within to set your intention. And one of the ways you set your intention is never say, I want. That's a very common phrase. People use it all the time. You hear it everywhere you go. I want a new job. I want a new husband, a new wife. You know, I want a new apartment, a new home. I want a new city to live in. The I want keeps you wanting. That's what I want says. I want means you want. You just want to keep wanting it. I want, I want, I want. I want never gets you what you want because you're not really claiming anything other than desire for something. That's what you're innately claiming is a desire for a thing. So your universe says, oh, you desire that? Okay, well, just keep desiring. That's great. So I want you to change that from I want to I choose. Powerful words, much different than I want. I choose. So this week, I'll just tell you my little test with this is I have difficulty being patient. I'm going to admit it. I'm going to let it out there for the world to know. It has been my problem since childhood, and I'm still battling it. I've made some great steps, but I'm not at the finish line yet because I'm still just a tad bit impatient. And I know it. You know, I am very aware. So I was having an experience with someone and they were testing my patience. And I thought to myself, I choose patience. I choose patience. And I don't want to kid you or lead you astray or make you think it's some magic poo-poo-poo, because it isn't. But I can say to you that once I made that mental choice of choosing patience, I was able for my whole body to relax, to kind of not get tensed up and all tight and all like, okay. Come on, come on. You know, I didn't do that. I did not do that. And so instead of saying I want patience, which would keep me just wanting, I choose patience. Because see, if you think about choosing something, it also reminds you that you are the creator of your life. See, when you want something, you're taking it out of your hands. You're going, oh, I just hope I get it. Oh, Lord, oh, I hope, oh, I want it. But when you choose it, you're creating it. You're creating it. And it again bounces back and reminds you, you are the captain of your ship, which is your life. And so your choices and the words that you use are very powerful, and the thoughts that you think are very powerful in creating this thing, this physical thing, this outwardly thing that we see called life. So the next time that you feel, ooh, I really want that, stop yourself, check yourself. Stop right there at the door and go, ooh, nope, those are not words that I want to put in my vocabulary. Those are words I don't choose to put in my vocabulary. Change your thinking. I promise you, if you change your thinking, you change your words, you change your mindset, you change your outlook. You remember on a daily basis that you are the creator of your life. You will see a different outcome. And so I hope that this lesson, this episode, this moment has been helpful for you. I hope that you can sit and think about it and marinate on it and actually put it into practice. You know, try it. Put it into practice. Start using the words, I choose, instead of I want. I choose. And see the changes that start happening in your life. And so until next time, and I do hope you come back for more episodes. I so appreciate you tuning in to me. Until next time, I wish you nothing but blessings.